Rebel FM, it is Ash, the original Rebels, talking with Libby Flynn, the Vice President for the Australian Music Therapy Association. Libby, this is really cool, but why are you using music and reading to help with dementia?
Well, firstly, music and reading, they're both really familiar activities that everyone's engaged with across their life. And research has shown that both can be really powerful tools for helping to stimulate memories and reminiscence, improve well-being, care, and when sharing or doing something like music or reading together, it really does help to create moments of meaningful connection between a person living with dementia and their loved ones. We also know that the part of the brain that stores long-term memory of music, it's actually quite protected from dementia, which is why we see people, even in those really late stages of the disease, still being able to sing song lyrics and recite favourite poems.
What music or reading activities do you have for people to do who are suffering with dementia?
It's nothing that they wouldn't have already done throughout their life. So we're trying to really keep it to very familiar activities, like either listening or singing along to their favourite music, creating playlists, moving or dancing. And for those in the reading condition, it'd be either the caregiver or person living with dementia reading out loud to each other. Likewise, their favourite books, poems, stories from magazines, or doing those fun word-based activities like crosswords and finder words. The key for all of this, though, Ash, is doing these activities intentionally and using them to support the unique needs of each family and person living with dementia.
Anybody who is impacted by dementia, this is exactly what you need to find out about. So Libby, what sort of time and effort and commitment do the participants need to make to Homeside Study?
So Ash, this is a randomised control trial, which means participants either be put into the music condition, reading condition, or the control condition. Now for those that are assigned to music or reading, they would need to meet on Zoom with either a registered music therapist or occupational therapist for 3 sessions. And those in the control condition, they just carry on with their regular day. Overall, participation is across a 6-month period, and by the end of the 6 months, regardless what condition families are initially assigned to, we've tried to make sure that everyone will have received access to both music and reading sessions by the end of their participation.
We've got all the links sitting at the social media page. If you know somebody who is suffering with dementia, this is something that you need to look at. With Homeside Study, who is this study actually suited to?
Homeside is actually now running across the whole of Australia, seeming we've now moved online to Zoom thanks to COVID. We are looking for family caregivers and people living with dementia who still live at home and have access to the internet and a device. It might be an iPad, laptop, computer, smartphone, just anything like that they can communicate online with the research team. And never mind, if you aren't confident using your devices, we make sure to support you through that process.
What does this study hope to achieve, Libby?
The World Health Organization has actually suggested that approximately 50 million people will be living with dementia by 2050. These numbers make it imperative that we increase our knowledge and our understanding of non-pharmacological interventions that can support both the person living with dementia, but also their caregivers. So Homeside aims to specifically increase our knowledge around how music and reading activities might play a role in dementia care in the home.
We're glad to be able to be of assistance. All the links for Homeside Study is sitting at our social media page. Go and check that one out. And Libby Flynn, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Ash.